Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The list of dignitaries now growing for Game 3 of the NBA Finals at MSG.
Mayor Mamdani will be there when the Knicks return to Madison Square Garden Monday. President Trump will also attend.
You know, I can tell you that I'm planning to go to a Knicks game. I will be at Game 3, be in a very different section of the stadium.
The mayor previously sat in the nosebleed seats with public advocate Jermoni Williams cheering the team on. It's not clear where the president will sit and to what extent security measures will affect the event both indoors and outside, where watch parties have been held. But the mayor says of the president's appearance,
I think we look forward to welcoming any New Yorker who is excited for the Knicks to have that chance to win that championship.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Hey, if you saw Orange and Blue last night, that may have been thanks to the order from Governor Hochul to have 15 state landmarks lit in the Knicks colors. That included One World Trade Center, the Mario Cuomo Bridge, even Niagara Falls. The NBA is launching an investigation now into some fans who taunted Jalen Brunson as they sat courtside during Game 1 of the finals. The NBA Code of Conduct states that guests will enjoy the basketball experience free from and without engaging in disruptive behavior, including foul or abusive language or gestures toward players or other game participants. The punishment could include them losing their season tickets, being banned from future games, and even criminal prosecution. 2 weeks after being swept away while swimming at Rockaway Beach, the body of a missing teen has now been recovered. 18-year-old Brandon Figuera had gone to the beach with friends on May 19th, but was pulled under by a strong riptide near Beach 73rd. Lifeguard season had yet to begin at that point, so swimming was prohibited at city beaches. The Rockaway Times says his body was found last Saturday at the tip of Breezy Point. Looks like we may soon enter a post-penny world. Now that the federal government has stopped producing pennies, New York lawmakers have passed a bill requiring stores and merchants to round transactions up or down to the nearest nickel. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. Her spokesperson says she's reviewing it. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka scaling back the police presence now at Delaney Hall. Still, two more protesters were arrested Wednesday night, accused of assaulting officers outside the ICE detention center. Meantime, it turns out Trump border czar Tom Homan was at Delaney last weekend. He talked to CBS2.
I made an unannounced visit there on Saturday. I sat down in a cafeteria with the detainees and ate the same meal they ate. Again, was it a five-star cuisine? No, but it was spaghetti and meat sauce. It was green beans. It was charred beans. It was a butter and bread. It was fruit drinks. It was a dessert that I didn't eat, but the spaghetti was good.
Detainees have reported what they call inhumane conditions inside the facility. And yesterday, Governor Mikey Sherrill announced another $12 million for the Detention Deportation Defense Initiative. That will be used to help low-income families with legal representation in their deportation cases. The families of transgender kids here in New York file a class action lawsuit against NYU Langone over what they say is a major violation of privacy.
The NYCLU suing to put the brakes on a federal subpoena that insists all transgender patient records at this hospital for minors be immediately handed over to the Trump administration. Gabriella Lario is an attorney with the NYCLU, saying that this is all protected by doctor-patient privilege.
There is a hearing on our request to stop the federal government from seeking this information on June 22nd. And we are seeking, you know, expedited relief here so that our clients and everybody else who received this medical treatment is protected.
We've also learned that the two parents of trans children who had gone to Mount Sinai for gender-affirming care have been told that their child's health records are being shared with the federal government as a result of this same subpoena. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
More legal trouble for a member of a notorious family.
It looks like trouble is in the genes. Just like his late grandfather, John Gotti, the rap sheet is growing for Carmine Agnello. The grandson of the infamous mob boss is facing assault charges, accused of choking his girlfriend during a fight in East Norwich. Agnello was arrested Wednesday, just weeks before he's due to surrender to federal prison for a COVID fraud conviction. In 2024, he pleaded guilty to stealing over $1 million from the Small Business Administration's disaster loan program. Agnello was sentenced to 15 months for that. Now he's looking at more charges and maybe more time. Suzanne Colucci, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
We've been hearing a lot lately about how New Jersey is the new Hollywood East. Well, Spike Lee, Natasha Lyonne, and John Krasinski would beg to differ.
If the film takes place in New York, we're going to shoot here.
There's no match for the authenticity factor of real New York as New York.
It adds a whole different dimension.
They all appear on a new PSA touting NYC as the place to film movies and TV shows. Rafael Espinal is the commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment.
New York City is open for production, and we're raising the bar. We're cutting the red tape and making it the easiest place to film in the country.
That includes tax breaks. Learn more at nyc.gov/MOME. Want to check out that 360-degree view of Lower Manhattan? Well, now you can. The city has opened up reservations for a free visit to Center 360, which is a deck more than 500 feet above street level at the David Dinkins Municipal Building at 1 Center Street. That follows a more than $600 million project to get the site ready. Public viewings open next Thursday. Children under 18 must be accompanied by an adult and stand at least 42 inches tall. Sign up on the Center 360 website. Another dramatic animal rescue in our area, this time a coyote who was drowning in 4 feet of mud in St. James, Long Island. Frankie Floridia runs the Strong Island Animal Rescue League.
When we got to the scene, the coyote was already spooked. The people had surrounded around the inlet, and he went to get away from being trapped, and he went into the mud. It totally just stopped him in his track, and he began to sink like he was in quicksand.
He says it took a while for him to get to the animal.
They try to stay in shape for rescues such as this, and lifting my legs was near impossible. So I was using the catch pole to stab it into the ground and like sort of oval myself forward.
He got close enough to get that catch pole around the coyote's neck and use that to drag him to safety. He says the coyote is in bad shape, but is now in good hands.
He was full of tick. He is emaciated. He has a broken, snapped leg. We are going to be fundraising for Sweetbriar Nature Center, getting him the funds that he needs to get the surgery for the leg, nurse him through this tough time that he has. When we're all done with that, we absolutely plan on releasing him back to his pack and hoping that he has a great life.
As for those who question why he would go to such great lengths to rescue a coyote,
I think every animal deserves a chance, and if they're ever in trouble, I'll be there to help.
You can help by going to Strong Island Animal Rescue on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.